Welcome in, everyone. We're on a deep dive today, exploring the fascinating intersection of technology and human emotion.
Yeah, it's a really exciting area.
We're going to be talking about effectiveware, a device that has the potential to decode your emotions just by analyzing your facial expressions.
Imagine technology that can actually comprehend how you're feeling, not just process data.
Exactly. We're going to be looking at some incredible research coming out of Keio University and AIST in Japan. And we'll really get into the ingenuity behind this device that's bridging the gap between humans and technology in ways we haven't seen before.
One of the things that makes effectiveware so groundbreaking is how it works. Yeah. It doesn't use cameras like a lot of the facial recognition technology we're used to.
Right. Instead, it uses something called photoreflective sensors. I'm curious about this. Can you explain a little more about these sensors and how they actually work, especially without relying on cameras or any kind of visual input?
Okay, so picture this. You have the device, and on it are 8 photoreflective sensors, strategically placed. 8. And basically, they emit these tiny beams of light. You can't see them, but they're there.
Okay.
These beams, they measure the contours of your face by measuring the distance the light travels before bouncing back to the sensor. And as your facial muscles move, you know, when you're expressing different emotions, even if it's really subtle.
Right, right.
The distance between your face and the sensors changes.
Oh, I see.
Even the tiniest bit. And effectiveware can measure those tiny, tiny changes to recognize 7 core expressions.
Okay, so which ones?
Neutral, obviously, but also smile, laugh, disgust, anger, sadness, and surprise.
Wow. So it really runs the gamut.
It does.
That's incredible. I mean, using these tiny shifts in distance to figure out something as complex as emotions, it's really quite amazing. But okay, let's talk about why this matters.
Sure.
What are the real world applications here? What could we use effectiveware for?
The potential is huge, really, across so many fields.
Yeah, I bet.
Think about mental health, for example. Imagine someone struggling with depression. Maybe they don't even realize their emotions are shifting.
They might not, yeah.
Effectiveware could. It could detect those subtle changes in their expressions over time.
Oh, that's interesting. Changes that even they might not be aware of.
Right, or maybe even people around them might not pick up on.
Exactly, exactly.
And that data gathered over time, that could be so valuable for therapists, for healthcare providers. We could intervene earlier, develop more personalized treatment plans, all because of this technology.
Yeah, that's a really powerful example. It's almost like effectiveware is kind of like a digital mirror.
I like that.
Reflecting our emotions, even when we're not fully conscious of them ourselves.
Precisely. This technology has the power to really help us understand ourselves better, become more self-aware.
Right, right.
And get insights into our own emotional patterns, you know? Like, imagine getting feedback on your own expressions throughout the day.
Oh, wow. So it'd be like...
Like, are you aware of how often you frown during a stressful meeting?
Or how genuine your smile is when you talk to someone you love, that kind of thing.
Yes.
That could be huge, especially for people who struggle with social cues or have trouble expressing their feelings.
Exactly. It can be transformative.
It's like effectiveware could actually help us communicate better with each other, build stronger relationships.
It's all about building those connections. Absolutely.
Are there other areas where you see this technology having a big impact?
Oh, definitely. So we've talked about mental health, personal well-being. But think about digital communication, how we interact online. Imagine if we could add an emotional layer to that, to our messages.
Okay. How so?
So you're typing an email, right?
Right.
And effectiveware senses you're getting frustrated. It could, say, add an emoji automatically or even, and this is looking ahead, but it could even adjust the font to reflect your mood.
Wow.
So your words on the screen are even more, well, expressive, more right. You.
That's really... That's taking digital communication to a whole new level.
It is. And it doesn't stop there. Imagine immersive experiences, virtual reality. Mm-hmm. Your avatar, right now, it can react to what you say, what you do. But in the future, with this technology, it could reflect your emotions in real time.
Oh, I see. So if you're excited, your avatar gets excited.
Exactly. And if you're sad, your avatar reflects that sadness.
That makes the whole experience much more real, more authentic.
Exactly. It blurs the lines between the physical and digital worlds in a way we've never really seen before.
It's amazing to think about all the possibilities.
Yeah.
But I also think, as with any new technology, especially one this powerful, we have to talk about the ethical implications.
Yes, absolutely.
We're talking about a device that can read and interpret our emotions, our facial expressions, which are very personal.
You're right. It's crucial to be thoughtful about how we develop and use this technology.
Yeah, it really makes you think about data privacy, especially when we're talking about something as personal as our emotions. How can we make sure this technology is being developed and used responsibly?
That's a really important question. While we're excited about the potential of effective wear, we also need to be cautious and have those tough conversations about the ethics involved. And you're spot on about data privacy. It's a huge concern when you're dealing with something as sensitive as our emotional responses. We need to have really strong safeguards in place.
So are you talking about transparency, making sure people know exactly what data is being collected and how it's being used?
Exactly. Informed consent is absolutely crucial. Users need to know what kind of data is being gathered, why it's being collected, and what could potentially be done with that information. And it's not just about what's being collected, but who has access to it. Is it just the user? Is it shared with healthcare providers, researchers? All of that needs to be crystal clear.
Okay, so transparency is key. But what about other measures? What else can be done to minimize any potential risks?
Security, of course. We need rock-solid security protocols to protect this data because it is so sensitive. That means secure storage, strong encryption, maybe even looking into things like decentralized data storage so users have more control over their own information. We can't take any chances with people's privacy.
It sounds like there's a lot to consider, from the technical aspects like security to these broader ethical questions about data use and transparency.
Absolutely. And it's not just on the tech developers to figure this out. This is a conversation for policymakers, ethicists, the public. Everyone needs to be involved in setting those boundaries, thinking about potential problems, and creating regulations that allow for innovation but also protect people's rights and privacy. We have to strike that balance.
Well said. It's clear that we're on the edge of something really remarkable with effective wear. It's a glimpse into a future where technology can not only understand our emotions, but also respond to them. And that raises some really interesting questions about how we move forward responsibly. For now, it seems like the key is to keep asking those tough questions, keep the conversation going, and make sure we're developing and using this technology in a way that benefits everyone. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of effective wear. Until next time.